Hey everybody, Thomas Watkins here with the Portland Rodent Control Pod, and today's show is called How Do Portland's Wet Seasons Affect Rodent-Borne Illnesses? You know what happens when those famous Portland rains start hammering down? Our unwanted neighbors, rats and mice, start looking for higher ground, and unfortunately, that usually means your home. It's like nature's elevator, pushing these disease-carrying critters right up into our living spaces. Let me paint you a picture of what's happening in our soggy city. From October through March, Portland turns into what I like to call rodent rush hour. The rain saturates the soil, flooding out their underground burrow systems. And just like us when our basement floods, these little guys head for drier territory. They're not picky. Homes, businesses, even that fancy coffee shop down the street becomes prime real estate. But here's where it gets really interesting and kind of gross. All this moisture isn't just moving rodents around. It's creating a perfect storm for disease spread. Think of it like a bacterial spa day. The dampness helps bacteria and viruses that rodents carry stick around longer. We're talking about nasty stuff like leptospirosis and hantavirus having extended vacation in your yard or crawl space. The numbers don't lie, folks. During our wet seasons, rodent complaints jump up by 35% across Portland neighborhoods. The hardest hit? Those charming older homes near our beautiful parks and waterways. Turns out, vintage Portland charm comes with some unwanted roommates. Let me share a quick story that'll keep you up at night. Last winter, the Sullivan family over in southeast Portland got a crash course in rodent control. After those December downpours, they discovered rats had turned their crawl space into a luxury condo. The bill? $3,000 in repairs, plus a lovely visit from the health department. Not exactly the holiday surprise anyone wants. But here's the good news. You can get ahead of this. Think of your home like a fortress against the rodent invasion. Seal up any gaps bigger than a quarter inch. That's your first line of defense. Keep those bushes and trees trimmed back at least 6 feet from your house. No more rodent highways to your roof. And for heaven's sake, put some rodent-proof vent covers on before the rain hits. Trust me, spending $50 now beats spending thousands later. This has been Thomas Watkins with the Portland Rodent Control Pod.